You are listening to WHFR Dearborn, rather, broadcasting live from Henry Ford College, supporting local and independent artists. It is that time. It is 5 o'clock. It's Act Casual. Can you hear me, gentlemen?
Oh, yeah.
I think we have liftoff, sirs. All right, what are you going to start out with?
We are going to start off with a number called Going Down.
All right, sounds good.
Thank you.
All right. You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, live from Studio J with the band Act Casual. Boy, that was anything but casual. That's a good way to start, gentlemen.
Thank you very much.
All right. We've been going down. Good afternoon. Welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having us back.
Yeah, my pleasure. Mike's been talking about you many times, so I had to get you on my show.
Yeah, Mike's a good guy. Actually, it's funny. I was at a music festival in Illinois called Summer Camp watching P-Funk, and there were a couple guys standing behind us, and we got to chit-chatting. And they're like, oh, yeah, we're from, Allen Park or Linkin Park, and I ended up being Mike. And then, a couple years later, ended up getting back in contact. He's like, oh, yeah, I'm working over at Henry Ford, so, yeah.
Come on down and see me, yeah. All right, well, if you don't mind, gentlemen, go around the room, introduce yourselves, your name, what you play, that all that good stuff.
I'm going first, then. I'm Billy Richardson. I play the lead guitar, stunt guitar, and just bringing general air of coolness to the whole band. Kind of lacking before I got here, so.
Thank God you arrived.
I know. Tell
Thank
me about
God.
It. Breath of fresh air.
My name is Danny Flynn. I play the bass and sometimes sing a little backup vocal. And that's about it.
My name is Ryan Stafford. I play keyboard and saxophone.
My name's Ryan Yoskovich, and I play the drums.
Ah.
I smoke a cigarette.
He brings the punk to the band. I see how it is. Yeah,
and time. The bad teeth.
And the crust.
So how long you guys been together?
On and off for about 3 years.
Collectively for this, yeah, about going on 3 years in September, I think. But it's been a collective group of friends for like 10, 12 years, something like that. It's been a cruise.
So you've been playing for the most part along that time, just finally made it serious in the last 3 years?
Well, me and Danny had a stint with another couple group of friends of us, the singer who's not here right now, Nick Small, and another drummer that we're doing more of a prog kind of thing with that. And then come to find out not a lot of people like prog. So then that kind of... It kind of fizzled out for a little bit, and then...
You're just in the wrong country. If you go anywhere but the U.S., Prague is great.
No, it blows up, yeah. If you're across the pond, it'd be Prague, for sure.
You would be gods. So start saving up your money, get the airfare or whatever.
Well, that's the idea. So we got to bring down the funk, and then when we get a bunch of money with that, then we can just go do some really out there. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. For some odd reason, the U.S. doesn't appreciate that very much anymore. Not in numbers, anyway.
Yeah.
So, but...
One day.
It's just amazing how you have to go to other countries to get what you want here, and vice versa.
Yeah.
Just like all those British bands introduced us to our own music when they came over in the 60s and the 70s, People like Hendrix had to go to England to become big, Like, what?
Yeah, then we wanted them back.
Yeah. Hey, we did say you could have them permanently. All right, sounds good. Why don't we do another one?
All right, sounds good. This next one is called Spunk.
Newly titled. Thank you.
You are listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, with the band Act Casual. All right. So, you have a monthly stint at the Otis Supply. Tell us more about that.
Yeah, well, we actually started playing there back pretty much when they first opened. It was like December 2016. And actually, I was just doing an interview with somebody, and I think we've played there like 7 times. So we've been there quite a bit. It's a really nice place. Great staff. They always treat us great. And they ended up reaching out to us saying, hey, we were thinking about doing this monthly residency. It'd be, you know, last Wednesday of the month. So, of course, we are interested. And, yeah, so we do it the last Wednesday of the month. Sometimes we do different themes. Sometimes we bring guests up. Last month, we actually, 3 out of 4 of the guys from Chirp showed up. And their bass player, Brian, wanted to sit in. So we're like, okay, that's cool. You know, it was unplanned. So we were going to have him come in the middle of, like, one of our longer songs. So we do that. And then Nick turns to me. He's like, well, what if we had Jay come up here? And I'm like, okay. So he gets Jay up there. And then next thing you know, their drummer's up there. And we ended up switching them instruments, like, in the middle of our song and jamming for, like, 30 minutes or something. And then they switched us back, and we ended the song. But just things like that that are, you know, totally unplanned. They kind of allow us to explore in that way. So it's a really cool thing.
Sounds like a lot of fun. Yeah. Okay. So you're going to be doing that for the foreseeable future then, huh?
Yeah, I mean, there's no real, it's kind of an indefinite thing. But yeah, so kind as of right now as it stands, it's the last Wednesday of each month. So,
which that's coming up, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Next Wednesday, it's at the 27th we're playing. We're having Conscious Pilot come up from Ohio, so they'll be opening things up. Then we follow with 2 sets. Doors are at 7, music's at 8, and this month's theme is Yacht Rock. So we'll be doing a whole set of Steely Dan, Doobie Brothers, Michael McDonald, stuff like that. And Conscious Pilot may be slipping some of those in their set as well, so should be a good time.
So where did that term come from? That's got to be one of the few genres that I'm clueless about.
I think it actually came from, like, an internet joke video that was made in, like, the mid-2000s. And it was kind of a spoof that had, you know, Doobie Brothers, Michael McDonald, those kind of guys
Boz
in
Skaggs.
It. Boz Skaggs. stuff like, you know. And it was actually a joke. And then it kind of became a meme after a while. And now it kind of turned into, like, a genre of basically, like, late 70s, L.A., you know, smooth rock with kind of some pop and jazz thrown
smooth
in there.
Smooth rock,
soft rock.
Totally.
Okay, so instead of smooth jazz, smooth rock. Okay.
You got it.
That makes sense.
It fits perfect because after we picked up that yacht yesterday, I mean, it just...
Yeah, I mean, it really...
Right
it,
on.
It fits very
just
well.
Lay down the Skaggs and you're ready to go.
You're going to have to invite me on that. That sounds really good. When it gets a little warmer, though.
Yeah,
I don't know about
yeah.
next
yeah,
week.
Yeah, I only have pictures of it right now, but it's not too big.
You have a scale model.
Yeah.
You know?
But it's all completely to spec. It's all inclusive, so
cool.
It works out good.
All right, and I heard that you got a couple other shows in the pipeline.
We do. We have quite a few actually that are traveling shows that aren't in the area. I'll grab my phone here. The ones that are in Detroit, though,
L Club, Nth with Nth Power.
Yeah, so we
Olympics.
Are playing with a band called the Nth Power. Who are fantastic. They're kind of like R&B, neo-soul. So that's on Sunday, April 14th. That is at L Club with our friends Melophobics out of Grand Rapids, so that should be a good time. And then the day before that, Saturday, April 13th, we're playing the Detroit by Detroit show at the Loving Touch. So that has a bunch, for people who don't know, has a bunch of local Detroit artists performing music by other musicians with Detroit ties. So we'll be doing a set of Parliament Funkadelic. And they're all short, like 15-minute shotgun sets, but it should be a good time.
Yeah, I've been to a couple of them. I think this makes number 4 or 5 or
oh, okay, cool.
at least.
Yeah, they've been
yeah.
doing it for like 9 years or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, you might be right. Time flies. Huh? But I've had other bands on here that have done it, and I know Scarlet Lies is going to be coming here that week. They're going to be doing the Stooges.
Yeah, I see that. Cool.
And then I think Dead in Five is going to do MC5. And yeah. It was kind of funny. There was one band called After Dark Amusement Park, and they did Diana Ross and the Supremes. And there was two females to do part of it, but the lead guitarist, singer, male, he dressed up in the full Motown gown and everything.
Awesome.
It was great.
Wow. That's killer.
Yeah, I give him props for that. You know?
Yeah.
Pull it off, man. More parts.
We're talking about doing costumes because, as you know, P-Funk always came all decked out.
Oh, yeah, you can have fun.
We just don't know who's going to wear the diaper. We haven't really decided on that one yet. So
it's got to be somebody in front. It can't be, it's got to be all out.
Yeah, it doesn't count if it's the drummer.
No, it doesn't at all.
Come on, man.
Yeah, that's worthless.
And he just looks naked.
Yeah.
I mean, he does wear a diaper as is, but that's not visible.
Yeah, we won't talk about that.
How much time will we have?
Well, we got time for more music. Why don't we do that?
All right, sounds great. This next one is called Cali. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, live from Studio J. You're hearing the sounds of Act Casual for your listening pleasure. All right. Okay. How do you guys create those songs? You just kind of like jam and see what happens, or pretty much?
That's a majority of what it is.
Nothing wrong with that. I just always wondered how bands like yourself, you know, come up with this kind of stuff.
Yeah, it's a lot of like...
By the seat of
drummer
pants.
Does it all usually.
Yeah.
True.
That's the foundation.
We have been, I will make note, typically this is a five-piece with our friend Nick Small on vocals and rhythm.
He's not here.
So what is up with this Nick, you know? Is he just unsocial or
it's,
what?
It's something about Nick's. I don't know what it is. but yeah, the point I was bringing that up is we've been choosing our longer instrumental pieces since he's not with us today. But typically we mix it up. We have shorter, you know, your standard 3-minute verse chorus songs as well. But for these long jammy ones, yeah, typically someone will bring like a lick to the table and one thing leads to another and then we slap a title on it and that's what it is.
Just it shows up about 15% complete. And the rest of like the 85% is collective.
Okay. So like once you do come up with a track, you know, eventually you work it out together, do you try to play it fairly close or you just like run with it differently each time or?
There's some songs that count or call for a little bit more of that kind of structured, you know, this part specifically here every time. And there's some times where we try and, you know, we play in the same song 5 different shows in a row. It's, you know, they're fun and everything. We want people to hear them, but we want to try and make it different for the crowd and for us, too. So we'll try and splice little parts that we normally have, like, a go-to rhythm to and then just try and put a different idea on that usually. So
okay. It's probably more beneficial even for you guys than it is the audience, because the audience probably couldn't tell unless they go like all 5 nights in a row or something, you know. But, you know, if they only see every few weeks, they're like, oh, hey, wait a minute. That sounds exactly like what they did last time.
I just don't want to ever get to that point.
No.
Specifically.
Got to keep it interesting. Got to keep it fun. Fresh. Sure. All right. Well, what do you think? I guess it's time for one more, huh?
Yeah, we'll do one more shorter number. This is actually our newest song called Premium Papaya.
Okay, well, before you start, I just wanted to thank you, gentlemen, for coming to play for us. And appreciate it, and hopefully we'll see you again soon.
It's our pleasure. Thank you.
All right. Wow, that kind of ended a little bit earlier than I thought it would. You want to like just end with like just a little noodle, and we'll just fade out.
Oh, we can noodle all day.
All right, why don't we do a little noodle then?
Name of the game. We're gonna have Danny take this one away.
All right, cool. We'll be right back.
broadcasting from the campus of Henry Ford College. This is WHFR Dearborn, listener-supported, non-commercial radio.